KRCC. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. A traffic safety bill named in honor of killed cyclist Magnus White is advanced in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill changes the standard for automated emergency braking systems so they can detect cyclists and other vulnerable road users. It was part of a package of bills voted out of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Michael White is Magnus's father. He's been advocating for this change for over a year.
94% of all crashes are caused by human error. And so the car's going to see what you don't.
White says it's about making sure his son's death isn't meaningless and that something good can come out of it. He's hopeful it passes the House in June. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Commerce City will once again host Colorado's largest Memorial Day parade on Monday. The day begins in the morning with a ceremony to honor fallen service members at Veterans Memorial Park, followed by the parade and a concert. Food trucks, performers, and free family activities will start about midday. The north rim of the Grand Canyon has reopened since last year's wildfires destroyed about 145,000 acres. Melinda Rush Marshall manages the Jacob Lake Inn, a hotel on the north rim.
We've really had quite a lot of people doing tour groups and families that are traveling. And so it's been great to see an international crowd, but also recognizing that we've had people from all over the country.
She says June and July are busy times in the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06.